What about a piece of land that's not good for much anything because you got water standing on it all the time?
Swamp?
Yeah. And what about where you're from, since you're on the ocean? Maybe a place where, along the ocean, you got a place like that?
Beach.
Okay. There's anything maybe with kind of inland, but water, little water on it?
Lakes.
Okay.
Lagoon.
Would that lagoon be fresh water, or?
At one time it was, but now there's a pass between it and the guy. It's brackish.
It's what?
Brackish.
Oh, I see. It's got salt water?
Salt and fresh.
I see. Would you ever use the word marsh to describe any kind of land?
Yes, sir. Like swamp land.
That would be
But marsh is more covered with water, you know, just with grass and stuff, more like in the Everglades.
I see. Okay. What about, talking about different kinds of soil, whether it's rich soil or poor soil, do you know any different names for different kinds of soil according to, you know, how good they are in growing crops?
Well, please.
Okay.
Well, for instance.
Does loam mean anything to you?
Loam?
Yeah.
No, sir.
Okay. What about sandy soil? What would that be considered good or?
Wow.
Okay.
Because that whole water.
You ever heard of buckshot or gumbo? This type of land?
No, sir.
Okay. What would you say a man was doing if he was in the process of getting water off a piece of land that he wanted to put to cultivation? Say he was
draining it?
Yeah. And what would you call the thing that he dug to take off the water?
A ditch.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Where you're from, do you ever have places, kind of narrow bits of water that go in and out with the tide? Kind of go into the land and the water goes in and out according to the tide?
I don't think so.
Okay. Does word like a slough or
slough.
Wash or anything?
Slough.
Yeah, that would be what I'm describing.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Or slough.
What?
Slough.
Slough, do the same thing. What about a place, say if you're walking along the woods and you came to all of a sudden a deep place, maybe 10 or 15 feet deep, say 10 feet across, has been, you know, gradually eaten out by flowing water. What do you call a place like that?
Valley.
Okay. Anything else?
One place,
All right. Well, what about, say if there's been a real heavy rainfall and the rain has maybe washed out a pretty good bit of dirt on the side of the road or something like that? What would you call a place like that?
Wash out.
Okay. What would the word gully, what would you use that for?
That could be used in the same sentence.
As a washout?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And that place in the woods that I was talking about, would you ever call that a gully?
Yes, sir. I guess so, since it's been eroded out by water.
That could be a gully.
Yes, sir.
The word ravine, do you ever use that?
No, sir.
Okay. What would you call just a bit of fresh water flowing along?
River.
Okay. Anything smaller than a river?
Spring.
Okay. Is that as small as it gets, or anything smaller than that?
Did I say stream?
I think it's a spring.
Okay, stream.
A stream would be smaller than a spring. Okay. Anything else?
I don't think so.
Okay. Would you ever call any kind of piece of flowing water a creek?
Oh, yes, sir.
Where would that be?